North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
It's bow time. Sometimes the holiday season is your busy season. You gotta get a tree, decorate the tree, stop your 8-year-old from climbing the tree, buy presents, wrap presents, return presents, hogtie some garland, hunt down those decorative pine cones, and take in the warm glow of red and green traffic lights. Mostly red. Why not drop a big bow box on it? Because with a sleigh full of boneless or bone-in chicken, biscuits, fixings, and tea, if it's Christmas time, it's bow time.
With a house surrounded by pine trees planted in 1961, April and I knew it was time to do something about it. So we called James Paul. With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Well, this is the biggest thing since radio, and I'm letting you in on the ground floor.
I had a 6 transistor when I was a kid. Under my pillow, I kept it hid.
Hey, this is Lionel Cartwright, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Mark's making a difference. You go make a difference too, okay? I watched it all on my radio. I watched it all on The Mark White Show.
To my big brother, George, the richest man in town.
Christmas present from a very dear friend of mine.
Look, Daddy, teacher says every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings.
That's right. That's right.
Attaboy, Clarence.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White, and of course, when you listen to these segments, I want you to be encouraged and inspired. I want you to hear stories that cause you to want to go out and make a difference in your life. And today, I have a special guest on the line, Carolyn Grimes. Many of you know her from being Zuzu in It's a Wonderful Life. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Carolyn Grimes.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm really thrilled to be here.
I'm very excited about this. I posted about Philip Van Dorenstern and his little pamphlet, his short story, The Greatest Gift, that he hoped would be published. And I posted about the fact that he made it into some Christmas cards, about 200 to send out to family and friends. And Cary Grant's agent, I believe, was able to get a hold of one of those cards and shared the story of how It's a Wonderful Life came to be. You actually benefited from It's a Wonderful Life and the bishop's wife. I wanted you to share your early history in acting and what got you involved in the acting world.
Well, my mother started when I was 4 years old. So, you know, I never knew anything different. She took me to see an agent, and I was an only child. She made a big deal, and the agent sent me on some interviews. I got to the part. And I was in, and that's kind of how it all got started. So my first part was when I was 4 years old. That night was you.
Wow.
I did Albuquerque with Randolph Scott, and I did Blue Skies with Bing Crosby. You know, just wonderful opportunities to work with these big stars. Had no clue. I thought they were just my friends, you know.
Well, they were, I'm sure.
Yeah, my mother kept me in the dark about all of it. She, you know, you grow up and you just you're 4 years old, you don't know any different. You don't know that these are stars or special people. You just know that, you know, they're your friends. And so that's how I grew up. Never knew, never had a clue.
It's interesting that through the It's a Wonderful Life film and also The Bishop's Wife, you benefited from both movies, although one had turned down the other.
That's true. Yes. Well, when Frank Capra got a hold of the script for It's a Wonderful Life, he wanted Jimmy Stewart. And that was the bottom line, which I think was a great choice. And, of course, in The Bishop's Wife, if you've ever seen it, it also starred David Niven. And in the beginning, when they did that movie, they had their parts reversed. David Niven was the angel, and Cary Grant was my father. Well, the head of the studio watched this going on, and he said, no, this isn't working, not going to do it. So he hired another director, and the director came in and changed the part. So Cary Grant was the angel, and David Niven was my father. And that took off, and it worked great.
Absolutely.
So a lot of stuff goes on behind the scenes.
We never know sometimes, do we?
No.
And it's good that we don't. When we start intertwining our opinions or our thoughts on it, and just let the person who knows the business or knows what they want to create, let them create what they want to, sometimes that works out.
Yes, it does. Yeah. I mean, that's what they get paid for.
That's right. Well, and thinking of getting paid, when it comes to It's a Wonderful Life, of course, here we are in 2020. It's a beloved classic movie. Wasn't so successful at the box office, but just turned out to be something that families across the country and even the world just embraced as a Christmastime film that they just love to gather together and watch.
Well, when it first came out, it was right after World War II, and, you know, the people were ready to be entertained and laugh, and their mindset wasn't to sit down and watch kind of a dark movie. I mean, this is about a man who's going to commit suicide, and their mindset just wasn't in that place right then, the people. And the movie that won the Academy Award that year was The Best Years of Our Lives, which was about soldiers returning to civilian life from World War II. And that's where their mindset was. So It's a Wonderful Life just went back on a shelf. It sat there for 20 years, and then they didn't renew the copyright, so it became public domain. And that's when every little television company across America could show it, and it didn't cost anything. So in the early 70s, it was on every channel. I mean, it was really exposed. Every time you turn the channel, oh, It's a Wonderful Life. Oh, It's a Wonderful Life. You know, but that's how it got exposure, and that's how the people found that wonderful treasure.
I mean, you started as a four-year-old. Your mom, you said, got you into this business. At what point did you love what you were doing? At what point did you feel a passion for the acting yourself?
I'm not sure I ever did. No. You know, I grew up, my mother started getting sick when I was 8 years old. And you need a pushy stage mother to keep you out in front of the directors and everything. You need someone behind you. So she lessened her part in my movie career. And therefore, I sort of blended into the background because, you know, I like playing with kids and having a normal life. And then, of course, I got older and discovered boys, and I really didn't have any desire to be any great star. That wasn't in my thoughts for myself. It wasn't something I really wanted to do. So I kind of just went on with being a normal kid. And my father, he had to pay for someone to take care of my mother. He had, if I ever got, you know, if I got an interview, he'd have to pay a guardian to take me there because he worked. He couldn't do it. And if I got a part, he'd have to pay a guardian to be with me on the set. I mean, it was just too much.
Sure.
So he didn't push it either. And so I just kind of lived a normal life of a kid after that. And then, of course, my mother died, and then my father got killed. So, yeah, well, I got out of Hollywood. The court in Hollywood shipped me to a little town in Missouri, and that was the end, to live with my father's brother and his mean wife. And
oh, me.
So I got out of Hollywood that way. I mean, I never went back. I just was raised there and went to college there, and that was it.
Well, I appreciate the fact that you're so willing to share the story there, because there is a good message for people listening. Don't be discouraged sometimes if maybe you have a path and it doesn't go exactly the way you want it to, or if somebody has a dream for you, because I know that there's somebody out there that your story resonates with that's listening, and I know that it can encourage them. And we all have challenges that we face in life, whether it's a mean aunt or whatever we have to experience, but you're still smiling, and it sounds like you laid a pretty good life out for yourself.
Well, there's been a lot of stuff, but everyone goes through stuff. And you just, my parents gave me a good background to be able to handle the stuff as it came my way and still comes my way. I have a good background. I have a good basic belief system, and it helps me to encounter whatever I have to encounter in this lifetime. So I think that, you know, I really didn't, I didn't miss the movies, because I really never got hooked onto that lifestyle, which I'm thankful for. But I, you know, to be honest with you, in 1980, somebody knocked on my door. I was living in Kansas, and this person said, "Are you Zuzu from the movie It's a Wonderful Life?" And I said, "Well, yeah." And he said, "Well, we're from the local newspaper. Can we have an interview?" And I said, "Well, okay, sure." So I drug all myself up from the basement and my memorabilia, and we had an interview. Well, that continued to happen. It was really weird. Every week it seems like that year, 1980, was really something. So I finally decided, okay, I guess I better sit down and watch this movie. I'd never seen it before 1980.
Oh, wow.
So I sat down and watched the film, and I realized what magical portions of humanity are in that movie to certainly adapt in everyone's lives and to appeal to their senses and really give them confidence. And it has so much for everyone. There's so many different messages throughout that film that register with you in your life somewhere. And I mean, each man's life makes a difference. We all touch each other's lives. And, you know, George, he felt like his life wasn't worth living, but my goodness, he touched so many lives because he was such a good man, and he had beliefs, and he followed his beliefs. Even though he wanted to leave that crummy little town, he didn't, because he knew those people needed his help to fight Mr. Potter. You know, there's so many things. It's just such a positive film.
The message that we can get from that is our life does have value, and to just hang in there and stick with it, because there's somebody who needs you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep, it's true.
Carolyn, I want to take a quick break, if that's okay, and we'll come back, and then we'll talk a little more before we close out. But I'm so glad to have you on the program today to talk about this special experience that you had, because every experience we have leads us to the point where we are right now. Otherwise, we wouldn't be talking right now. So,
right.
You know, everything that was ever done from your four-year-old to now, and everything I did to this point in my life, led me to talking to you right now. So, Carolyn Grimes, you're my purpose right now as I talk to you. This may be the last thing I ever do. Who knows, right? We don't know. So,
don't say that.
I have to be honest. You know, I've lost too many people in my life, too, you know, to think, well, you know, life is very short. And we don't know when this is going to end, so we have to make the best of it and do the best we can while we're here and not waste time with a lot of things that, honestly, we get so down and discouraged, and it just keeps us from the things that we really need to do while we're here. And there's just too many people that I can touch with this show, and I know that, you know, one day it'll end, but right now going full steam. So I'm glad we are. And I hope that people who are listening right now will continue to listen in our next segment. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
It's bow time. Sometimes the holiday season is your busy season. You gotta get a tree, decorate the tree, stop your 8-year-old from climbing the tree, buy presents, wrap presents, return presents, hogtie some garland, hunt down those decorative pine cones, and take in the warm glow of red and green traffic lights. Mostly red. Why not drop a big bow box on it? Because with a sleigh full of boneless or bone-in chicken, biscuits, fixings, and tea, if it's Christmas time, it's bow time.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
I owe everything to George Bailey. Help him, dear father.
Help my son George tonight.
He never thinks about himself, God. That's why he's in trouble.
George is a good guy. Give him a break, God.
I love him, dear Lord. Watch over him tonight.
Please, God, something's the matter with Daddy. Please bring Daddy back.
You see, George, you really had a wonderful life. Don't you see what a mistake it would be to throw it away?
Could old acquaintance be forgot?
What is it you want, Barry?
What
do you want? You want the moon? Just say the word and I'll throw a lasso around and pull it down.
Be forgot in days of old.
I know what I'm going to do tomorrow and the next day and next year and the year after that. I'm shaking the dust of this crummy little town off my feet and I'm going to see the world. This town needs this measly one-horse institution, if only to have some place where people can come without crawling the corner. Holy mackerel, I'm married.
Hey, now, could it possibly be that it's like to spend the kid books?
No, sir, there's nothing wrong with the books. I've just misplaced $8,000. I can't find it anywhere.
You misplaced $8,000?
Yes, sir.
You've got your wish. You've never been born. told you, George, I'm your guardian angel.
To my big brother, George, the richest man in town.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I am so glad that you decided to join us today here on the Mark White Show. As me and Carolyn were talking about, we look at George Bailey in the movie It's a Wonderful Life and the fact that he wished he had never been born. And we see what happens in that film when he decides that he doesn't want to be born and he's missing. It changes everything. I'd like to welcome Carolyn Grimes back to the Mark White Show. Welcome, Carolyn.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So, Little Zuzu, you've held on to that title for decades now, right?
Yes.
Well, how does it make you feel when somebody says, oh, you're Zuzu from It's a Wonderful Life? How does that make you feel?
I'm pretty excited about it because I have the best of both worlds. No one recognizes me. But yet, when they find out who I am, their eyes light up and they just fall all over themselves so excited because they love the film so much and the messages from the film. So it's really fun to see their reactions and know how this movie has touched their hearts and their lives and continues to do so. I mean, it's an American tradition every year at Christmas. And now I get fan mail from all over the world. It's the number one Christmas film in the United Kingdom. Can you believe it? My goodness, that's huge.
Wow.
So it's crossed the water.
That is incredible.
Yeah, it is. It's just, I mean, I just feel so privileged to be a part of this film and to share its messages. I feel honored that God chose me to take this part. And I don't take it for granted.
And it's a very integral part of the movie. When you think about Zuzu's petals and you go from the fact that he had them in his pocket and then he's looking around, he's trying to feel for them and they're not there. And then the reality is when Zuzu's petals come back, it means that he's back in existence, that he now has a chance to really live life in a way that he had never done before and to appreciate everything around him. And of course, Zuzu, this little girl, his daughter, he has to live for. I've got a six-year-old myself. She'll be seven in December, and I live for Cora. And I love my daughter so very much, and it's just a pleasure to be her dad. And I imagine the fact that she needs me, and I hope that she always needs me. But right now, most importantly, while she's a little girl, to have her daddy to care about her and show her love so that it helps her as she moves forward in life is so important, I believe, to her existence.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, it is indeed. It's also great to give her that foundation so that if something should happen to you, she would make it fine because she has such a strong foundation of love that you've given to her.
No, in the last segment, you mentioned some of your own tragedies that have happened in your life. And I know that you've lost a lot of loved ones as well, people who were very close to you. The message, as people are listening, there may be those who look to a person who's been in the movies and, oh, well, they must have it this way or they must have it that way. And that's not necessarily the case. And we sometimes imagine in our own world that somehow people who are entertainers or celebrities have some kind of a different special life that doesn't have the challenges that everybody else has day in and day out. And that's just not true.
Yeah, it isn't. Yeah, it's just not true. You know, life is what you make it. And you're given the opportunity to make it good or not. And I think that that's a real privilege that we can help others. We have the choice to make a difference. Well, how fortunate are we to have that available to us? I mean, that is just, it's godsend, and it's really a privilege to be able to help others and to make a difference. It makes all the difference in the world to have that ability, and some people don't realize it and take advantage of it, and I think it's so sad.
Of course, we're the living right now. We're the people who have a chance to do something, and once it's over, and we have to accept that reality. But at the same time, while we're accepting that reality, not get down and discouraged, woe is me, that this is one day going to happen, but look at other generations around us. I especially like to focus on young people because I realize they're the next generation. They're the ones who are going to step into the adult roles, and how we treat them, what we share and impart with them is what they're going to pass on to the next generation. And to think about planting that seed, that acorn, so that another young person can be in the shade of that oak tree that we'll never sit under is very important.
Mm-hmm. Very important.
What was it that after the movie career that you had, what was it that you really wanted to do with yourself? You said you wanted to live as a normal person. What was your ambition, your goal as a young person once you got out of the entertainment industry?
Well, I was in college and I thought, I'm in the Midwest. And at that time, there was no theater. There was no possibility for an acting career there. I knew that I would either have to go to the West Coast or the East Coast, and I didn't think I would do poor very well. And I'd have to starve.
Sounds like my singing career.
there are realities.
Yes.
And so I decided that I wanted to do something different with my life. So I changed all my electives and my direction and decided that I would become a medical technologist. And that's what I did with my life.
Wow. And I know that you made a difference in people's lives as a medical technologist as well.
Well, I tried, but of course, during that time, people didn't know about It's a Wonderful Life, and they didn't realize that was my experience in life. No, I just was Carolyn, and that was it, and I was that way for years. They never knew that I was in any way associated with the movie, because the movie wasn't that popular for those years, you know?
Right.
Yeah, so, you know, I was just Carolyn, and that went on. In 1980, you know, things changed. So even Mr. Stewart was looking for me then.
Well, it's really cool because we have something in common. I've been Mark all my life.
Oh, okay.
So you've been Carolyn all, you know, I've been Mark all my life. So, you know, I'm me, and I like that sometimes. Sometimes I don't like it so much, but I do try to do what I can to help others, and I do want to try to make a difference in the time that I have. Carolyn, I think that there are those who are listening right now that this story will resonate with them, and I think that they'll look at their life and think about maybe the direction and the purpose of it. And I do hope that what they get from this message, of course, is finding those opportunities to make a difference no matter where we are, whether we're a medical technician or an actress or a radio host or a police officer, a tourism director, or even a tortilla maker. Everything that we do, we're touching somebody's life. And, you know, it may not necessarily be the thing that we want to be in, or we may find ourselves in a situation that's unpleasant, but that doesn't change the fact that we can still help people around us, even in our most unpleasant experiences.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
It's easy to get down in this life, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, I was down last night, but, you know, I woke up this morning and I started again. Every single day I start again, and I have bouts of depression myself, and I get sad and I get discouraged, and then I just come right back and start again. Just keep moving forward. And I made my call to you today, and I'll make another call here in a few minutes, and I just keep moving forward. And that's how I try to live my life.
That's a good way to live it.
Today's the day. Tomorrow's not promised. So today's what we have. And it has been a real joy and a real pleasure to be able to talk to you, Carolyn, today here on the Mark White Show.
Well, thank you for calling me, and I really enjoyed talking to you as well and your audience.
Absolutely. So, well, you're welcome anytime to come on the show, and I do appreciate the fact that you're so upfront and honest about your career, and somebody listening right now can hear that honesty, and maybe that's something they need to do for themselves, is to think honestly about the path that they're taking and decide really what they want to do. Is what they're doing right now what they really want to do? And if it's not, then make a decision and take a different path.
That's very true. We all have the privilege of choice. And that's really a great privilege and freedom.
Oh, I love that. Absolutely. Thank you so much for joining me, Carolyn.
Well, I've really enjoyed you, and I've had a pleasure listening to your story as well as being able to tell mine.
Oh, thank you so much. Folks, we've been talking to Carolyn Grimes. She played Zuzu on It's a Wonderful Life. I want you to check out The Greatest Gift, though. I want you to read about this story, too, and I want you to know about how this came to be. I did post, of course, the other day about Philip Van Dorenstern, who had a little story that he tried to get published and it never sold, and he decided to make it into a Christmas card book and mailed 200 copies to families and friends, and it led to the movie It's a Wonderful Life. Ultimately, think about Philip and his effort and what his goals were and how it still something came from it. And I know that people listening right now, you are encouraged every year when you watch It's a Wonderful Life. It's something that you enjoy doing around Christmas time, many of you sitting there with your families. And really think about the story and think about George Bailey as you watch again this year and take it all in. And I hope that you look at it maybe from a new perspective as we think about our own lives. Here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. I hope that you've been inspired by The Mark White Show in 2021 and that you'll continue to be encouraged and inspired by The Mark White Show in 2022. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn, and also subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast via Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audioboom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, YouTube, and TuneIn Radio. Please share this show with your friends and let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White
and Cora White
encouraging you
to find your purpose
by making a difference
in someone's life
today. Happy New Year!
That's a Christmas present from a very dear friend of mine.
That's right.
Attaboy, Clarence.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
you hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good today.